It's Here and Now. You might recognize that from the Coldplay album Viva La Vida, but it actually started out as a standalone piece by the electronic music producer John Hopkins. That electronic sound is becoming more common in popular music, but it's also showing up more and more in classical music. This is a piece for laptop and string quartet by the Brooklyn-based composer Jacob Cooper, who is with me now from New York to talk about electronic classical music. Jacob, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
For people who've never heard of electronic classical music, tell us in your words what it is.
Well, electronic classical music, it really takes a lot of forms. It could be something that's like an installation where there are visuals that are a part of it. It could be something that processes acoustic instruments, like takes a violin and makes it sound not like a violin. Or it could be music production through a computer in order to create different sounds. Or it could be using hardware electronics. A lot of people who call themselves composers will do things that do not use classical instruments at all. But maybe they bring a certain awareness to it that has to do with a classical tradition, or maybe they're thinking in terms of the classical forms and that sort of thing.
Well, let's take a listen to some so that people can get an idea. This is from Daniel Wohl, and this is an excerpt from his piece, Cor Exquis. So tell us what we're hearing here.
Essentially, the central sound going on there is a piano that is playing in unison exactly with a processed version of itself. So what Daniel Wohl, the composer, did is he recorded the piano playing this simple part and then processed it using a computer and then has a live piano play along with this processed version. When I first heard this, I had no idea what it was. I thought maybe it was a guitar. I thought maybe there was some other instrument going on in there. But I think that one thing that's really interesting about it is that it explores this new sound, this new timbre, as a musician would say.
And the next clip we're going to hear is something that actually is performed by a microchip. Tell us, first of all, what it is.
This is Tristan Parrish's One-Bit Symphony. Tristan does a lot of work with one-bit electronics. And one-bit essentially means that these sounds are just on or off. There's no range of dynamics. Most things that we listen to today are, you know, like a CD is in 16 bits. So they're like 16 levels of dynamics that a sound file can have. But this is just one bit. So each of these little sounds that we hear is either going to be on or off. And the way Tristan sets this up is that he'll program a microchip and then connects it to a speaker and we'll have all these different one bit sounds going on.
Well, let's take a listen. I think my cell phone is going off. Oh, no, yeah. That's it. That's the song.
It does sound like cell phones and alarm clocks sometimes. People do say that.
Well, what do you hear here? Why isn't this just a cell phone ringtone?
Well, I think the way that he develops it, when it starts out, it's just this one tone, and then there actually turns out there are 9 voices that layered on top of each other and come in, and they're actually in canon, which means that they follow the same line, but they're coming in at different points, and they come in at different speeds as well. So they all start with this higher pitch that goes down lower. This is an example of a composer thinking in a classical way, I'd say, using this form of the canon that's a tried and true form and taking it to something that we think sounds like a cell phone ring. And actually, one interesting thing about the CD is that the jewel case has all the equipment in it. It has this microchip and it has the headphone jack and the speaker. So you just plug in your headphones into the CD case. And it's really elegant design for it. Tristan is actually he's actually an artist as well, so he likes to think visually with all this and conceptually.
And as the technology advances, does your ability as a composer of electronic classical music increase? Can you do a lot more stuff?
Certainly, yeah. And I think that's one reason why electronic music is so hot right now, not just in classical music, but also in popular music, because there's the ability to do so much more than there used to be. We can have a home studio the way, you know, you never used to be able to. You had to go to a big expensive studio, whether it was in an academic department or at some radio station. Now you can actually be at your home and do this stuff on your own.
All right, this next composer's piece is even wilder. It's sort of like a Rube Goldberg mechanism. This is called Work Divided by Time. It's by Paula Mathewson. Let's take a listen. Is that music?
I think it's music. I mean, that's sort of the question of what is music is an age-old question. And I like to think of music as any sound that's organized and that creates a reaction in the listener. And this, I think it certainly does. And this is an installation piece that can actually really be experienced through video. The situation is that there are all these wooden boxes with candles, and the candles are lit, and they drive these propellers above them. The convection of the candles drives these propellers. And when the propellers are driven, they close a circuit with a little wire that creates this playback of these recordings of clocks. So the whole thing is conceptually based and inspired by the work by the Beeley brothers, who built all these clocks in Iowa around the turn of the century, a little after. So what Paula Mathewson did is she created stuff with only the materials that the Beeley brothers had, like wood and candlelight and steel. And it's sort of a spiritual memorial for them in a way. It's really beautiful.
Jacob, we have time for one more. This is by Are We Who Are We? Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Are We Who Are We?
It's difficult to say, but
yes.
Are We Who Are We?
Yeah. And it's the letters R. That's why it's kind of hard to read on the page. But it's a collaboration between two composers, Ted Hearn and Philip White. It's inspired by Kesha's song, We Are Who We Are.
I'm trying to spout it up. I'm turned sick of being, I'm so it up. Till I live my brain, it's making me so serious. I'm just delirious.
Jacob, there's sort of a familiarity there, but also not. What's going on?
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're going for. Essentially, what they've done here is they took Kesha's song, We Are Who We Are, and they kept every bar in place, but then reversed the order of beats in each bar. So there are four beats in each bar, and rather than going 1, 2, 3, 4, they now go 4, 3, 2, 1. So they created this on a computer. They, you know, just split it up in a computer software program, and then they recomposed the piece based on that using feedback noise. Philip White plays this feedback mixer, and then Ted Hearn is a composer and also the vocalist here, and he's singing the lyrics that Kesha sang, but in this crazy reverse order.
Do you think that music like this is going to help get classical music a younger audience? Because when you go to a classical concert, I mean, they're great, but there's a lot of white hair in the audience.
Yeah, I think that these composers don't necessarily even think that way. I think there are many ways separate from that white-haired audience. I know that I, as a composer myself, tend to write music that I would like, and then eventually I think that other people my age like it more. Because of the ubiquity of technology in both electronic classical music and in popular music, there has been sort of a similarity now in the sounds between the two, so that people can hear these electronic sounds in the classical works and think, oh, that's an interesting sound. That's a sound that I'm familiar with, though, so I might be more likely to like it myself.
Jacob Cooper is a composer based in Brooklyn. He does a lot of electronic classical music, among other things. Jacob, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot. I really enjoyed it.
And of course, Robin, this is the original Kesha version. We are. We are who we are.
Okay, then.
From NPR and from NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman. One Lump or Two, Vivid Abstract Paintings and Drawings, closes January 5th. ICABoston.org.